Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Naturally Savvy Radio is based on NaturallySavvy.com, which my amazing co-host is responsible for. And I wanted to highlight today some of the incredible things that she does highlight on Naturally Savvy. And I just think the work you're doing, Andrea, I just want to commend you and just all the great stuff you're doing.
Well, thanks, Lisa. I like to say that it's a labor of love, and it's really my life online. Naturally Savvy's been around for 7 years now, which is pretty awesome. And it really has become and morphed into this amazing website that really just talks about issues when it comes to our food, comes to our health, comes to, you know, GMOs. And we really like to cover, you know, a lot when it comes to news, and we provide recipes. So it's a fun place to go, especially if you're looking to educate yourself on how to eat and live healthier. It's a good destination.
Now, tell us a little bit about the challenges and how they're going.
The challenges are doing amazing. We have an absolutely amazing partner, Mercola.com. So Dr. Mercola, who runs Mercola.com, has been truly fantastic, and they've been a great partner to work with. And we've really reached a lot of people. Thousands and thousands of people have signed up to take our challenges. And we've launched with 10 challenges. So we have a non-GMO challenge. We have a Scary 7 challenge, which are 7 different challenges within that to remove high fructose corn syrup and trans fats and artificial colors. So for you moms out there who are listening and are like, I know I need to get, you know, clean up our diet, and I know I need to remove some artificial colors from our diet, we show you how. And it's really just teaching you how to take it from the education and putting it into integration, to just integrate that into your everyday lifestyle.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. Well, you know, we talked last time with Ashley about the wonderful, which I missed, I'm so sad, the expo. What is it called? The Natural Food Product Expo West?
So it's Natural Products Expo West. It's the largest trade show in North America. So basically people from all over the world come, and it's for natural and organic products. And well, mostly natural organic products. Unfortunately, there were a lot of companies that didn't really fall into that realm this year a little bit. And I know some people were upset about it. But yeah, for the most part, natural organic products. So it's the place that I go. I like to say I'm like a kid in a candy store there, because it really are the companies that I love and the products that I love to learn about and that I eat and I'm so passionate about.
Well, what are some of the things that you saw there where you went like, woo, and you were really excited to try?
You know, one of the products I found there, which is very much along the paleo discussion we were having, you know, in another conversation we had with Tony, is, you know, there was a product that literally was a paleo bar. It was a grass-fed organic meat bar, and it was individually wrapped. So not really a jerky, but it was more of like a flat bar, and it was delicious. It was Organic Valley that made it, and it's called the Mighty Bar. And I literally fell in love, and I think I spent the whole weekend there and ate lunch there and snacked there and grazed. it was so yummy. So that would be probably my favorite product from the expo that I discovered that was new and different. You know, I mean, I do love beef jerky. Golden Valley makes some great beef jerky, organic as well. But this was definitely unique and different. It had some bacon, some cranberries in it. It was really delicious.
Oh, wow. See, this is so interesting. When people think of bars, I don't think they think of meat, but that is really becoming trendy. I've seen that at Whole Foods and some other places as well. And yet I have to be honest, even though I'm paleo primarily, I've yet to try one. So you've made me happy because I'm like, I don't know, a meat bar. Really, I love good beef jerky. So it doesn't taste like beef jerky though. It's like a different kind of thing.
It was, yeah, beef jerky tends to be a little bit harder, right? It's a harder meat. This was really soft and chewy. And it's probably because the cranberries were in there and the different types of seeds that they use. But it was really, really delicious. And it's easy because you can throw it in your purse. You've got your protein, so it sustains your energy throughout the day. Another, talking about protein and energy, Nature's Path just launched Kia bars, which are really good. So basically, it's a superfood bar. And I mean, superfoods have been around for a while, like chia seeds, coconuts, hemp seeds. But what's so interesting is that these companies are now innovating. Like Nature's Path has basically thought of a way to make it delicious and tasty and put it into our food that doesn't really compromise on taste. So each bar has between 4 and 6 grams of fiber, which is really fantastic. It has low amounts of sugar. It's lower in sugar compared to other bars. It has about, you know, 7 to 9 grams of sugar. So as far as an energy bar goes, it's a great option because you're getting that nutrition punch.
Yeah, see, that's what's so nice. And paleo, you know, and we're going to have Tony back, is time consuming, because I have to say, like, if I don't have a chicken in the fridge or vegetables made or some good healthy fats in the house, then I'm like, I don't have anything to eat. So you have to really be prepared. So it's really nice to know that I can just get a bar, throw it in my bag, and not have to like throw a chicken in my purse, because that can be kind of awkward.
No, definitely. I mean, definitely. And, you know, some of the other trends that we found at Expo West this year were the vegan paleo, like I mentioned as well, like Raw Foods is a company. They're based in Canada, actually, but they sell in the U.S. and they do salad dressings and dips that were really, really delicious that have hemp seed in it and chia seeds in it and olive oil and apple cider vinegar, which is alkalizing. So they had some really yummy, some yummy foods. And then functional foods was another one. A lot of companies now that are going beyond basic nutrition of food and putting the health benefits of, let's say, supplements into the food. So, for example, NeelCell has a great collagen supplement, and Oso is a chocolate bar that has probiotics in it. So those were some cool things that I saw. And then obviously a lot of the regular companies that I just love and are always innovating, coming out with new products that we work with regularly at Naturally Savvy. You know, Nordic Naturals, a fish oil company, now have a vitamin D. Barleans is coming out with a culinary coconut oil. I mean, we talk about coconut oil a lot. But they're launching a culinary coconut oil that has no taste and no smell.
Oh my gosh, sign me up. Seriously, I'm going to buy it by the case.
Seriously.
That's my thing with coconut oil. I don't like the taste and I don't like the smell.
Well, there you go. Barleans just launched culinary coconut oil. And I put a post. Actually, for those of you who are listening, I'm on Instagram. If you follow me at Andrea Donsky, I posted a lot of pictures from Expo on Instagram. So you could see them there. Yeah. And there were great products like Mama Chia was there. They do this amazing drink that has chia seeds in them. So again, you know, these companies are so smart with how they're using these superfoods, which I find so fantastic, you know, that it doesn't compromise on that taste.
Well, speaking of smart, if people go to naturallysavvy.com, they're going to find five foods that lower blood sugar naturally, how Dunkin' Donuts dropped titanium dioxide, which is a whitening agent. You can find things about plastic damages children's brains, the link between BPA and autism. I mean, there's just so much. And what I love, too, is you've got eat, live, nest, restore, care. You've got recipes, label lessons. And one other thing, too, I have to say that I think is especially great are these What's Hot in Health with Lisa Davis. Have you seen her?
I've seen her. She does these great videos. She's awesome. Actually, your videos are really great. And what I love about Lisa, is that you just don't take yourself so seriously and you have fun and you really just enjoy yourself and you're doing all these things that, you know, people wouldn't necessarily do. So your videos are great. What's Hot in Health? And there are Naturally Savvy.
Like
you can watch
Dan in a shower with avocado mask on my face with a white shower cap on peeking out. Not sexy,
exactly.
Folks, but funny, right? See, I go for humor. Humor helps people learn and gets you involved. So it's good to be goofy. And I just, you know, here you are. Are you drinking organic beer? And why should you be? I mean, I've learned so much. I go to your site all the time and I learn a ton. Now, this morning you were on a television show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? And didn't you talk about the new products too? Or did you talk about what you learned at the expo? I haven't seen it yet.
I did. I was on Breakfast Television in Toronto and a great show. And they had me on to talk about all the cool new products that I found at Expo. So that will be accessible on my Facebook page, which I will post soon, and on Instagram. So if you guys want to see what I talked about. And, you know, like I said, Lisa, you know, this is my life online, Naturally Savvy, this radio show that I share with you on a weekly basis. And for those of you who are listening, I mean, Lisa and I love this lifestyle. We live this lifestyle. We really are the real deal when it comes to eating this way and living this way and with our kids. So we're just so honored to have you listening to us on a regular basis and being part of our show and coming into our life, you know, and sharing this experience with us. So thank you for all of you out there who are listening to us and, you know, and our fans of our radio show and our website. So we appreciate it. Well, that's all for today, Lisa. I mean, it goes by so quickly.
My gosh, that felt like a minute. So we got to do this more often. I'd love chatting with this woman.
Well, for those of you who are listening, we love having you listen to us chat. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. You can also visit and listen to past shows at radiomd.com/naturallysavvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.